Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Fauci is recommending that because of the pandemic, Americans think twice about doing a big family Thanksgiving, which I've been saying that to my family for years.
Wake up!
Jeez, why are you being so bossy?
Today's National Bosses Day.
Today is National Bosses Day.
You're not the boss of me.
I am the boss.
Well, quit acting so bossy.
It's my day.
I get to be the boss, all right?
What a great boss you turned out to be.
You're a great boss.
Well, that's more like it.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
It's showtime!
Yeah, and it's Friday. Welcome to the Wake Up. It's Jen. I see Kevin.
Hello.
On the Zoom. I heard Lance in the pre-show show.
Hola.
And Tim.
Hello. I'm on my way.
It's cold.
Yes.
I heard you talking about how cold it is.
It's weird to say unseasonably cold, but it just felt, you know,
it's 34.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's a little cold. We just had our lawn. We just aerated and seeded our lawn. So, yeah. Is that going to work?
I don't know. I mean, there is a frost warning. So, I don't know what that means. I mean, it's kind of a little late for that if you didn't take care of it earlier. But maybe
yeah,
it's not
do you
too
pull
late.
Out the blankets, the plant blankets?
I guess. Yeah.
I never do it, and my plants are fine. I mean, ish. but yeah. Yesterday, I had to run some errands and stopped to grab some food while I was waiting for the food outside. It was windy. And luckily, there was a store right next to it, so I went in and grabbed a sweater.
Hey, nice.
Did you pay for it?
Nope.
I'm just curious.
I need to start looking for some new boots, though. My boots have holes. So, you guys handle the 6 o'clock hour. I'm going to do some online shopping.
Got it. And I have our song ready, Jen, or your song.
You need to bundle up.
Jen says it's cold outside.
You better bundle up.
Jen says it's cold outside.
Put on your hat and your gloves because it's cold outside. But we have a lot on the show today. Okay, some good news stories, some crazy headlines to give you before 7 o'clock. Also, there's a new term for relationships. It's called soft launching.
Ooh.
Yes. I'm glad you're here because I'm pretty sure you have done this.
Soft launched?
Soft launched.
Sounds like something I would do. I don't know what it is.
I think, Tim, we played your band Ludo's song yesterday for the first time. Debut.
Don't you dare call it a soft launch.
No.
No. Okay. We're gonna. I think we should play it again.
Absolutely.
I'm in. What do you guys think? Three times an hour? Yeah, it was a big day. Well, I got some stories about that, too.
Oh, good. Cool. So we'll do that around 6:20 this morning. Your stories, that is.
Love it.
And, of course, 9 o'clock. Friday free-for-all. You can start putting your requests in now, 314-531-9898, just before the Friday free-for-all is birthday, so if you have a birthday, you can text us. And looking for love in the loo. We're going to have Lance read some dating profiles of guys in St. Louis around 8:20 this morning.
It's a big one. Let's take a look at your weather. It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Mostly sunny and windy today with a high of 63. Partly cloudy tonight. Low of 42. Right now, 37. In St. Louis.
I have 34.
Wow.
37 downtown.
Doesn't matter the difference.
Channel 5 saying 39.
Oh.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
As we look at some big things that happened on this day, October 16th, we'd love to hear from you about big things in your day, especially if you're having a birthday today. Give us a text at 531-9898. We'll recognize you later in the show. But on this day, 227 years ago, something big happened in France, when one former queen, Marie Antoinette, was beheaded via the guillotine.
Guillotine.
I said guillotine.
Is that right?
Guillotine. Guillotine's the correct pronunciation.
Guillotine.
But I'm using the Americanation of the pronunciation.
Americanation.
Yeah, here we go.
She was beheaded during the French Revolution. Now, she is famous for her most famous saying is,
"Let them eat cake."
Correct.
She never said that.
Mm.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a good saying, and basically, I mean, I like it. It's one of those sayings that has, you know, what is it? When the legend becomes fact, you print the legend.
But isn't that part of the reason they chopped off her head?
Part and parcel. I mean, she was not very kind to the peasantry or not very kind to the common person in France.
She might have said it.
Yeah, so who knows?
That saying, I think, kind of encapsulated her treatment or her views of
cake.
Common folk.
Oh.
and cake.
She didn't care for it. She's like, let them have it. I don't care. Let them eat cake.
97 years ago, some brothers got together and formed a little cartoon studio. Walt and Roy Disney created the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio on this day in 1923, and it went on to become Walt Disney Productions, which went on to become, you know, the owner of just about everything there is in entertainment today.
97 years ago.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And I think Roy Disney later on in life became an owner of quite a few radio stations.
Really?
Is that right?
Huh.
Yeah, he was a big radio station owner.
Interesting. Oh, cool. And of course, Main Street USA, when you go into Disney, is supposed to mimic small town Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
Marceline.
Yeah, they both lived where? Where did you say?
Marceline.
Okay.
And Roy lived to be pretty old, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did. He was around, I want to say, into the early 2000s.
Oh, that long?
Yeah, I believe so.
Let's check this out. I mean, I think in my lifetime at least.
Yeah, he was around until 2009.
Wow.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good run.
Kind of on the heels of that, and it's only because...
No, guys, I have him dying in 1971.
Oh, maybe it's Roy Jr.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm thinking Roy Jr.
Oh, okay. Well, now we know.
No.
There are too many Roys.
One of the creations of the Disneys was Donald Duck. Well, 44 years ago in 1976, another duck was number one on the charts because Rick Dees recorded Disco Duck. I know, crazy.
That, like, compare that to one of your Christmas songs, which I love, by the way. But Kevin's, like, Christmas songs that he comes up with every year, imagine that being on the charts. Like, he was a radio guy who just put out this goofy song and it charted.
Number one.
Yeah,
number
one. That happened a lot in the 60s and the 70s. That was a pretty common occurrence. And anyone with the follow-up single to Disco Duck, I used to have this record. I think I've lost it over time.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Actually had it on a 45.
Was it Breakdance Duck?
No. It was a song called Dis-Gorilla.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dis-Gorilla. It did not.
did not chart.
Yeah.
Did not chart. And we end with 28 years ago today, because on this day in 1992, there was a wedding that didn't end well, but it ended well for one of the people. J.K. Rowling married Jorge Arantes.
Yeah, and that this didn't last long.
No, and it was 2 years after she began writing the first Harry Potter novel. Well, they divorced after 1 year of marriage, which meant Jorge got nothing from the Harry Potter royalties.
Well, and that kind of gave her more time. I mean, she didn't have a lot of time. She was a single mom. She was working. She was doing all this stuff, but she was trying to write those books to support her kids. So after he left, it kind of kicked her into high gear.
Yeah, and she is now, I want to say, one of, if not the highest paid woman in at least Great Britain, and if not most of Europe, and if not most of the world, because of those books. So
what's Jorge up to?
it does not say. I think he's working on the follow-up to Disco Gorilla. All those things happened on this day, October 16th. And Lance has another look at your Y98 traffic coming up after Portugal the Man on the Wake Up on Y98. Keep my hands on my...
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance.
So yesterday was a little crazy. It was a fun day. It's been a crazy week anyway. I've got this Magic House virtual galas tonight. So Greg Warren and I have been working hard on that. We're hosting together. So if you're not doing anything tonight, 7 o'clock, that goes on. And then on top of it, yesterday, my band, Ludo, released our first new song in 10 years. So I spent, if you don't listen to the show that often, I spent a large part of my life playing in a rock band called Ludo, and we stopped making music in 2010, basically, and hadn't played a show until 2012, and we sort of reunited and did some shows, but now we did some music, and yesterday we put out this song called Scare Me, and we got to play it here yesterday on the station, which was awesome. Scare me, scare me. And it was so cool just to, you know, for fans to respond and people you haven't heard from in a long time. It was just a really cool experience. We put out a lyric video with it, and it was cool. We were like number 8 on the iTunes alternative charts. And
awesome.
The craziest thing, though, so the chorus that Kev just played, the lyric is Scare Me, Scare Away. And so we put the song out. So the debut of it was here around 9:50 a.m., by 7 p.m., somebody had an extraordinary, elaborate Scare Me tattoo. So one elbow wow. said Scare Me with a picture of a bat, and the other elbow says Scare Away with the picture of a cat.
Wow.
And it's on my Instagram story here. I'll show
it
you
is.
Guys.
We should put it on the Wake Up Instagram, too.
Yeah, pretty. Here, Kev, I'll show you.
What does that feel like?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Here, hold it up.
Those are
Holy
impressive.
Cow.
I mean, that took some time to do. That's just not,
they must have started,
the
words. Yeah, we played it at 9:50. They must have been in the chair by 10:30.
Yeah.
They were listening to the Wake Up. They're like, all right, I know what I'm going to do today. So, yes,
Holy
so God. Awesome. We're really excited. And it's, you know, it's a bummer to not be able to play shows and be like, oh, when are we going to play this thing live or be able to talk about that? But, yeah, it just made for a crazy day. People were into it.
What does it feel like to have someone get a tattoo of your band?
Every time, because we're very fortunate. There's a bunch of them out there, Ludo tattoos. But every time I see a new one, it makes me think of our first friend who got a Ludo tattoo. And it was when we were, you know, just like a couple of guys playing music. We weren't like a band. We didn't have real fans. We just had like a few friends. And he got our logo, and it's one of the worst tattoos I've ever seen. It's like surrounded in flames. It's so uneven. You can't even read. It looks more like it's LU square square. Like it doesn't. Yeah. Our buddy Joe Medea, and it's on his ankle, and he had been drinking. And
and so had the tattoo artist.
I remember thinking, this is crazy. Like, no one will do. Like, that's, I can't believe this one thing exists, and now a bunch of them exist. And yeah, they're much more tasteful now than our buddy Joe's was.
Oh, man.
So nuts.
But yeah, just that song that day that somebody going and getting one was pretty, it was pretty cool. But yeah, people like the song so far. It's a lot of pressure, man, because it's so much heat. Nah, when are you going to do new music? And then you do it. And it's not an album where it's like, here are all the different things we've been working on. It's like you're letting it all ride on the one song. And, but yeah, reaction thus far has been good.
Awesome.
But this is the year to put out a Halloween song. Like, people are just craving new music.
Yep,
they want to go to a concert. People are super excited about Halloween.
And that's, we the last 2 years have done these big Halloween shows. And yeah. So that was kind of the idea, is to take that energy and just go into the studio instead. And so, I don't know, it'll make fun. Hopefully we get to do the Halloween show next year and play the song and all that. But yeah, I think people are ready for some new music. And yeah, like you said, the Halloween thing makes it fun.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's spooky. Yeah, we'll put the tattoos up on Instagram.
Entertainment Schmig is up in just about 6 minutes. Some fake news that probably scared Tim a little bit yesterday, but I'll clear that up. And a new Netflix show coming out. That's in 6 minutes on Y98 on The Wake Up.
When I felt like I was an old cardigan under someone's bed, said I was your favorite.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
On the 97th anniversary of Disney starting their studios, we have some interesting Disney news. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. To celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location, join in October for 21-cent enrollment. So on Disney Plus, you can get all the old classics. And on a few old films, they're running a new updated content warning if there are character portrayals that are deemed racist.
Wow.
These content warnings pop up on Peter Pan, Dumbo, The Aristocats, and Swiss Family Robinson.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Disney's already said, obviously, there will be no Song of the South popping up on Disney Plus because that is just too much. So
yeah, it's the whole, right. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wonder, as a parent, you know, especially if you've got young kids, you see that. You see the warning, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you still probably want to watch Peter Pan, etc.
Right.
Then when you see those moments in the film, are you stopping and saying, all right, here's why this is a little weird, and this was made back in the whatever when people thought this? Are you taking that moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you need to. I think it becomes that teachable time, that teachable moment to do that.
Yeah. And I guess maybe those little warnings at the beginning will serve as a reminder to do that when those scenes come up.
Yeah. We've had it in other films, too. I watched Remember the Titans with my son. And he asked a couple questions, and he's like, oh, because back in the 60s, people used to be racist. And I was like, let's press pause on this film for a couple minutes.
That one's got to be easier, though, because that is a movie about that
time.
Movie
right.
is a teaching moment
yes.
about a time and about how it was wrong or whatever. Whereas in these other ones, it's just like very casual.
Well, and animated, too, like animated, maybe ages better in terms of when we watch Remember the Titans, it looked like a period piece. You could tell because they were all wearing clothes from, you know, either the 50s or the 60s that people don't wear anymore. So we thought it was like a different time. Whereas when you're watching Peter Pan, you don't necessarily look at that and say like, oh, this was set 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's more modern day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Like, man, I am watching Sopranos, and it is, I mean, don't watch that with your kids because you will be pausing it constantly to talk about the stereotypes.
Yeah, right. Netflix is doing a series called First Kill. It's about a teen vampire who has to make her first kill, but she picks a girl who's a vampire slayer, and they fall in love.
Oh, wow.
Based on a short story. And I don't know if you heard about Dustin Diamond yesterday. Did you hear this news?
I did.
Oh, no. What happened?
What? Something in prison, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that he died after being shanked in a prison riot.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
That he died after being shanked in a prison riot?
That's the rumor, right?
Yeah.
There's a rumor that Dustin Diamond is dead?
Yes.
Oh my God.
It was, the story was on a comedy website, but people didn't realize it. So, and Dustin Diamond, who played Screech on Saved by the Bell, by the way, isn't even in prison.
That's what I thought.
But it picked up some traction. Much like Gene Wilder has died, picks up traction every 6 months on Facebook. Someone always posts it. Someone just posted it a couple weeks ago. And I was like, how many years ago did he die?
Right.
But there's this article. I think the article maybe even has the date on the top. Like, always check the date, people. You see someone's died, click on the article, see when it's dated. If it's not dated, do a quick little Google search. So, Dustin Diamond alive and well. Tim, of course, has done... Dustin Diamond now has a career in comedy, and you've done shows with him before.
Yeah. Yeah, we, like, know each other.
He texts you and wishes you happy birthday.
I mean, not on all the birthdays. I mean, that might happen. I'm just saying, if he walked into this room, he'd be like, hey, dude. Yeah. I thought he died for a minute. That was scary. Yeah. All right, keep going. Anybody else I need to know about?
No, and just, there's a rumor that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire may pop up in Spider-Man 3 next to Tom Holland.
I love it.
Weird. That's just like the Batman thing they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. The studio wouldn't deny it. They just said the casting is not confirmed, but they're thinking it's going to be some live-action Spider-Verse.
I'm under the impression, boy, that would be cool.
That would be.
Cross the Spider-Verse or whatever it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a cool thing for them to try to do on film. I'm under the impression, however, that Andrew Garfield wants nothing to do with Spider-Man, and that was a bad experience for him. Whereas Tobey Maguire probably walks around in the costume all day just hoping somebody will call.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More around 8:30. Don't forget Schmig Schmackdown coming around 7:30 this morning. And as always, more online at Y98.com.
If the world was ending, this is Y98. You're listening to The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. If you guys don't check out the podcast, you should, especially because now we do a new feature called The Wake Up Recap. It is our best of the week. Last week's is up. Today's will be up in just a couple hours when the show is over. So make sure you're checking that out. Y98.com or wherever you get your podcast, just look for The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Okay, there's a new term for relationships. It's called soft launching. And I said earlier this morning that I believe Tim has done this, maybe.
What is it?
I mean, so Kevin and Lance and I have all been married since, well, I guess Lance, not before Instagram. You and Libby, when you married, Instagram was the thing. But you've been, but before that, how long have you been together?
December will mark 21 years.
Yeah, so
nice.
Before Instagram.
Nice.
Just a little bit before Instagram. There's a thing with relationships now, and it has to do with social media, and it's called the soft launch of a relationship.
When you're onboarding a romantic partner.
Yeah, right. Like when you're opening a restaurant, and it opens on a Friday, but you do a soft launch on a Wednesday. So you kind of post a picture of this person on Instagram without tagging them or mentioning that it's your significant other. Did you soft launch your relationship with Emma on Instagram?
Yeah. Yeah, because I just think it's weird to do the post. I mean, when we got engaged, I obviously posted. But I think it's weird to be like, so glad I found someone, you've been dating somebody for 3 months and you're like, here, you know what I mean? And like, announce it. Like, attention, everybody. I don't know. I mean, it's your Instagram. I guess do what you want.
No, but I mean, it makes me realize, like, I've never had to do that. I've never, my current relationship started before all of the social media. So I don't know how I would.
Yeah.
I would announce to anybody that it's my boyfriend. He'd just kind of show up in a picture here and there, and all of a sudden you'd kind of notice a trend.
Right.
That it keeps popping up.
Yeah, I think that's a little more natural. I just think it makes me uncomfortable, that stuff. And especially if you look at some people's pages and you scroll back and it's like, there's the announcement about this boyfriend or girlfriend. There's the announcement about this boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, it's I don't know. It just, it feels weird.
Yeah.
Now that she's got that ring, I'll post about her all day.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I feel like the first time I saw a picture of Emma on your Instagram was when you were in Australia.
That could be.
Maybe. It just like popped up on the Instagram story. You're like, here I am at a tennis match with all of my friends. And yes. One of them I just happened to be dating.
But you had met her before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, in terms of her making her...
An appear...
Her IG debut.
Because I just... that part of things... You know, and I mean, as evidenced by me not talking about that stuff on air a lot, but social stuff, I don't know. It makes me, I've had only weird experiences mm-hmm. with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Soft launch, though, it just that term puts a bad taste in my mouth, because in the music business, soft launch, like if you soft launch a record, the label will be like, I think we're just going to do a soft launch, you know, and then we'll do like a major launch in a few months. And that what that means is... we're not going to take it to radio. We're just going to kind of put it out. And if for some reason it catches fire, then we'll spend money. Otherwise, we won't. So it's like the worst term you could possibly hear.
I totally agree. The term soft launch to me kind of, like what Tim said, speaks to the notion that we don't have a lot of faith in it, but we'll try it.
Yes, right. Like a lack of excitement,
mm-hmm.
which is not how I would describe my relationship, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes. But I get it. It's
so much excitement.
Excitement all day long.
It just doesn't stop.
Outside. 198, it's the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. Chilly start to this morning. It's 7:04.
It sure is 7:04.
We were talking about soft launching relationships. You can text us at 314-531-9898 if you have an opinion on this, if you recently made your relationship
Instagram
and
official.
Facebook official, yeah. But speaking of a soft launch, Emmy texted in and she said, I want to say, baby, I love you so very, very much. Happy late anniversary, 10/12/2020.
Oh, wow. That's a little.
Yeah, she's real late. She's soft launching that happy anniversary.
Waiting till Friday.
we also, that's going to fix the problem that you forgot your anniversary. And then a couple people texted in, Tim, about Ludo's new song. Scare me.
Good stuff.
Somebody said, I like it, Tim. And someone said, I was happily surprised that the first Ludo song I've ever heard was pretty cool.
What took you so long to listen to a Ludo song?
I don't know.
How often do I have to drop that thing? Like, how often am I saying ludorock.com, LudoRock?
Yeah, so Scare Me is the new song just in time for Halloween and all, well, and Rocktober, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, and it's on iTunes, and it's wherever. There's a lyric video on YouTube, too, right?
Yes. And it's also at the website.
LudoRock.com.
Yeah, LudoRock.com. And it's because there's a lot of words fit in there, and you can see it on the...
And we'll play
that's
it again.
What a lyric video is. It's a video with lyrics.
We'll play it again today.
Is that right, Kevin?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, during the Friday free-for-all.
Yes.
We've already gotten some requests for that. So 9 o'clock we play. I mean, it's just all over the place. So whatever you want to hear, 314-531-9898. Shape of You. 198, it is the Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance at 7:21.
All right, I got a fashion story for you. It is about tight pants. But before I do that, speaking of tight pants, I want to wish a congratulations to Dave Glover from our sister station. Today is 20-year anniversary of the Dave Glover Show.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
That is great.
So they're celebrating today. Dave's a great guy. They're good to me and have me on there. So 20 years, that's a big deal. So congrats to Dave and all his pants. Here's why I bring up pants. On Tuesday, a 19-year-old named Julia Leonard from New York posted a video on TikTok talking about an interesting discovery she made with her new pants. What do you have? Just the sound, or do you have her explaining
it? I have a little bit of audio of her talking about it, and then the sound.
We'll let Julia talk you through this thing.
So I bought these really cute, flary type leather pants, and I went out to eat with my family. On our way out, my sister drops her phone. So I go down to pick it up, and this happens. So here's a warning if you want to buy these pants. Don't bend down.
It makes a farting noise every time she bends
yes,
down.
Yes, it is the pleather pants making the noise. But here's what's funny. She thought people would thank her on TikTok for, you know, to help her avoid those pants. But instead, they're like, okay, which store did you get them? I need them. People are really into this idea.
What?
I mean, I guess it's like a fun party trick, or maybe, you know, like,
so.
Like to have that in your back pocket, so to speak. I don't know.
Oh, no. And Zara, we're supposed to be getting a Zara in that new City Foundry.
Is there no Zara here?
Mm-mm.
There's no Zara in St. Louis?
No.
Oh, man.
No. But it's, I mean, it's great.
So cheap, guys. I got a jacket. Don't even worry about it. And maybe there'll be farting pants there as well, so we can all look forward to that.
Schmick Schmackdown is coming in about 6 minutes. Lance has the questions. Who's battling, Kevin and Tim?
That's correct.
Look out.
All right. We'll see who wins next on 198.
Roma, Roma, ma, gaga, ooh la la, wild y'all be romance.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
On Fridays, we compete against each other in the Schmig Schmackdown. One of us makes up a game and writes the questions. Two others compete. Did I win last week?
No, I won last week.
No, I think I won last week.
I lost.
I'm pretty sure I won.
Jen did the questions. I beat Lance last week.
I can tell you who lost. I can tell you who's going to lose this week.
Oh.
Me, because until Jen said that two songs ago, I completely forgot I had to write the questions.
Really instilling faith in yourself from the listeners. Yes. Let's all let them know.
Completely.
So what's the topic today, Lance?
No idea.
Wait, so are we doing this right now? Or are we
that Lance
moving Schmackdown?
About.
Yeah. This is what we're doing. We are winging it.
All numbers right. Between 1 and 100?
I think we're gonna do it a little differently. I think because I've had 6 minutes to think about it. I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna do it head to head. I'm gonna toss out a question, and first person to shout out their name gets to answer it, and we'll go from there. We'll see who gets the right ones and the wrong answers, and it'll be probably a mess, but yeah, 6 minutes prep, I'll do my best.
My mom would say you had a week to think about it. You just chose to only think about it for
no.
6 minutes.
That is true. I had a week to think about it, but I completely forgot about losing it last week and
well,
having
okay,
to come
up with
because
I'm pretty sure everyone's gone now, so let's just launch into it.
But for those of you who've stuck around, get ready for the radio version of the Hindenburg disaster.
Here it goes. All of humanity.
It's all right, Lance. It happens to the best of us.
So Jen and Tim are playing, right?
No, it's me and Tim.
No.
Wait.
All right.
That's the
I'm
first question.
Out.
People say they remember where they were for Lance's last Schmick Schmackdown.
Traffic's next.
Yeah.
There's your punch out.
All right.
Tim and Kevin, shout out your name when you think you know the answer to the question.
Okay.
What holiday do Canadians celebrate on the second Monday of October?
Kevin, Canadian
Go.
Thanksgiving.
That is correct.
Yay!
Kevin gets one. All right. Let's see here.
Oh, my God. We're all at 10, you guys.
I'm thinking of a color.
Kevin, blue.
Kevin wins 2-0.
Oh,
see
boy.
You next week.
Oh, man.
You realize there are people who haven't listened to the show since March who are driving their kids to school, and they're like, wow, this show's really gone downhill.
I have faith in you, Lance. All right, let's reset.
I've given you like 3 punch-out opportunities already, so it's up to you.
No, let's take this. Let's reset. We might as well reset the score as well. 0-0. And
no,
it's 1-0.
Okay,
here we go. Next question. Tim or Kevin, shout out your name if you think you know. I'm going to give you a multiple choice guess. One of the gemstones for October is garnet, zircon, opal, or tourmaline.
Kevin!
Go.
Garnet.
No, that's January.
No.
I'm thinking tourmaline.
It might be, but we were looking for opal.
Okay.
All right, 1-0 Kevin. What is the flower for October? I'll give you choices. Dahlia, marigold, petunia, chrysanthemum.
Tim. Marigold.
Correct. 1-1.
Yes! Okay, next one who gets one right wins the whole thing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
We're out of time.
I'm not arguing with that. I am not arguing with that philosophy.
You can fit one more in. Let's go.
What number month is October?
Number 10, Kevin.
Tim! 10!
Oh, you didn't say your name first.
What?
But he Tim got the answer and his name in first.
Tim, Kevin, what's your answer?
10.
I think Tim wins.
Tim wins. No,
Kevin what? Wins. Tim got the right questions next week.
I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love.
Hi. Dua Lipa on Y98. This is The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin, and Lance. We're in here beating ourselves up about that last segment. Lance forgot. It happens to all of us. No big deal. But we decided to power through. And, just kicking ourselves a little bit. But then we get texts like this. That was the best Schmig Schmackdown in a while. This is the content I listen for. Turns out we're aiming in the wrong direction with the show. So, and another one. You guys are so real and relatable. I'm laughing with you guys this morning. Keep it up.
All right.
If by keep it up, you mean have Lance make mistakes and then everybody jumps on. Well, then you're going to love sports chatter.
Oh, wait. Sports chatter.
Yeah, see? More mistakes. There we go.
So hey, good on news. Brand, Kevin.
You got that right. Good news for those texters who loved Schmackdown. I forgot to do this segment, too. No, I'm kidding.
Marigold.
If, if you go to our website at y98.com, there's a couple cool things for you to take a look at. There's video of a Zamboni machine that burst into flames while cleaning the ice on a New York State ice rink. And Whoa. Let's be honest, no one loves a photo bomber, right? Especially when you're doing your engagement photos out on the beach with a photographer. Unless maybe the photo bomber is former NBA superstar Dwayne Wade.
Nice.
Pictures.
Sweet. Yeah, the pictures of that and the Zamboni catching fire. You can see that all at Y98.com.
That's a great engagement photo. That's your Christmas card right there.
Yeah.
I'd rather do mine engagement photos with a inflamed Zamboni behind me.
It can happen. We've got Photoshop. We can make it happen. Let's talk baseball. Yesterday, Houston hit a home run sandwich. The Astros homered on the first pitch of the game and homered on the last pitch of the game. That's never happened in the playoffs before. Walk-off home run gives the Astros a 4-3 win over Tampa Bay yesterday, and that forces a game 6 in the American League Championship Series. I know I've been on it, but gotta not deny the fact, former Cardinal outfielder Randy Arozarena, home run number 6 in the playoffs.
Oh.
And if you want to talk about former Cardinal outfielders, Marcel Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves, woo, 2 home runs yesterday.
Yeah.
On his second home run trot, that featured at least 6 different home run celebrations that he performed on his way around the bases. That's funny. It did the selfie, the high step, the euro step, the fancy dab. He mixed it up. He had the plate crossing. It was quite a sight, that home run trot. And we well know about this in St. Louis. Clayton Kershaw struggles in the postseason. Not sharp yesterday. 5 innings pitched, 4 earned runs. Atlanta beats the Dodgers 10-2, and Atlanta's 1 win away from the World Series, as are the Tampa Bay Rays. So it's getting interesting.
Yeah, go Braves and go Rays, right?
Yeah, I still got my $10 bet on the Rays winning it all. I'm still alive.
Nice.
Kansas City Chiefs, they got their Super Bowl rings, maybe a month or so ago.
Mahomes got engaged, right?
Yeah,
that was September.
It hasn't been long. It's been weeks. Already, there's one up for auction.
Uh-oh.
Starting asking price, $35,000. The deal is, it belongs to a guy. This guy was pretty lucky. His name is Mike Weber. He's a running back. He got signed to the Chiefs practice squad in January when they were in the playoffs. And so the Chiefs were nice enough to him. He hadn't been with the organization very long, didn't play in any of the games with the Chiefs, but they gave him a Super Bowl ring. I guess it doesn't mean a whole lot to him. He doesn't have a big attachment to it, so he's auctioning it off. All right.
Are you allowed to do that, I guess?
Sure. Oh, man, there's been tons of rings that have been auctioned online before. And even before online, people have been auctioning those rings for a long, long time.
I was thinking about the Oscars, I guess. You're not allowed to auction off an Oscar. Super Bowl rings are different.
That is true, I believe, as far as the Oscars are concerned. Super Bowl rings, World Series rings, that's been happening for a while. Remember, I bring this up because Tim was pretty excited about this. Remember the match two back in May with Tiger and Peyton and Phil and Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah.
Get ready. The match three is coming.
Who's in?
Well, Phil's going to be there. Phil Mickelson's going to be there. Peyton's coming back, but clearly Tom Brady can't because he's got this, you know, football side hustle that he's doing. So he'll be replaced by, well, Michael. Let me actually tell you that Tiger's spot's going to be taken by Steph Curry, who's a really good golfer.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He was the executive producer
on that that goofy, like, mini golf game.
So
Rob Riggle.
So he's qualified.
I'm gonna hold
and who else?
Tom Brady's going to be replaced by not a great golfer, but he's doing it for charity. Charles Barkley, which means not a great golfer, not a great golfer, but really good TV.
Yeah, that's absolutely
going to be really good TV.
I would imagine Phil and Peyton are going to come out on top.
I mean,
Phil Mickelson.
Phil's good,
yeah, exactly.
Clearly, Peyton and Steph Curry are pretty good. Whoever gets paired with Charles is, going to struggle.
He is so funny, though.
I know. They're going to struggle for the golf, but they are going to have a whale of a good time.
When is that?
It is going to be the day after Thanksgiving.
Great.
November 27th.
Nice.
That's going to be good TV and something to do on the day after Thanksgiving. You can't go shopping with a lot of places not open on... Is it Thanksgiving or Black Friday that a lot of places aren't opening? I guess it's Thanksgiving Day. So shopping and golf. That's not a bad day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-mm.
Not bad at all. That's Sports Chatter.
Sports Chatter!
From Harry Styles into Foodstuffs, I'm your host, Tim Convey. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. 8:03, time for Foodstuffs. Taco Bell is doing their Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion for the ninth straight year. Do you guys remember this thing?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If a player steals a base during the World Series, everyone in the country gets a free taco!
Have you ever cashed in your free taco?
I don't do a lot of Taco Bell.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't do a lot. I never, ever go to Taco Bell.
Really?
It's just not in my repertoire.
Yeah, it's usually years between visits for me. I think the last time I went was probably like 2018.
Yeah. Been longer for me. You can buy bars of peppermint Oreo bark this November.
Oh, I like peppermint bark, but that's candy canes in chocolate.
It's basically that, but add Oreos.
Okay. Oh, so there are candy canes in there too?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and don't forget or the other holiday Oreo flavors, gingerbread flavored Oreos, white fudge covered Oreos.
Yeah.
Tis the season for Oreos, am I right?
It is. It is.
Gingerbread ones are good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me if you're into this. A bacon scented face mask. It's the mask you wear like we're all wearing, but this one smells like bacon, kind of looks like bacon, and it's kind of high tech. Hormel is... made them, and they are it's pretty serious. You can check it out y98.com, but you can win one.
I would like it for just a limited time.
Yes.
You know, like, it'd be too much. Hopefully it's like, you know,
I agree,
just a real quick smell and it's fine the rest of the time.
Hopefully I wouldn't use it, but I don't know. I think it would make me sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how, like, you make bacon and then later on in the day you still have that stale bacon smell in your house?
Yeah.
I don't like that smell.
They say it's revolutionary. It's a revolutionary face mask featuring the latest in pork-scented technology.
Oh, yay.
But why have we not had scented face masks before? This could spawn a whole new industry.
That's a good point. And you don't want old pork-scented technology. You want the latest.
Yeah, right.
Fox 2 sent us some scented masks. I don't think they were intentionally scented, but they sent us these masks, Singer masks, Kevin and I, and we both almost passed out.
Yeah.
And we had weird tastes in our mouth.
Yes.
That was rough. Lance sent me this, and I'm glad he did, but it is sad. Tab soda is going away.
What?
I know. When I think tab makes me, more than anything, makes me think of my grandmother. When I was a little kid, my grandmother, one hand, always had a tab soda with lipstick on the rim and a cigarette. Like, that was her. Like, I always associate, when I see tab stuff, I buy it. Like, it's just, and it's going away. If you guys remember, tab, made by Coca-Cola, it was their first diet soda. I guess who was it? RC or somebody had a diet soda out, and they're like, we got to get on board. They didn't want to do a Diet Coke type thing, because they didn't want to mess with that brand, so they created tab, and it just dominated. See? They marketed it to beautiful people.
Whenever I think of tab soda, I think of Back to the Future.
I do too. And yeah. I thought, I'm like, the net reference is going to be lost.
Yeah.
When he says, can I get a tab? Yeah. Oh.
Eventually, Coke messed with the recipe a little bit, and they were like, all right, it's time to expand the Coke brand. And they came out with Diet Coke. And see you later. I mean, that thing, just enormous. Already, it still is, and the demand for tab has gone down. Well, Coca-Cola is slashing all kinds of its brands, in response to the coronavirus pandemic. A lot of companies are doing this stuff. They are also losing Diet Coke Feisty Cherry, Sprite Lemonade, Coke Life, which I've never heard of in my life, and then retiring things like... they've got a different ginger ale brand and some other weird seltzer stuff they're all getting rid of. But Tab, man, Tab is down. Tab represented 0.1% of the $22 billion in global sales of Diet Cola in
2019. Wow.
What are beautiful people drinking now?
I don't know.
I'm upset about this Tab thing. When asked for comment, though, how about this for a corporate response? What do you say to huge fans of Tab Soda who are going to be heartbroken by this? They say, come on the journey with us to what's coming next in the reduced calorie segment.
In the reduced calorie segment?
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
R.I.P. Tab. A little bit of time here. Do you drink more or less coffee than these famous people? Elon Musk.
I don't know.
Just 2 cups a day for Elon Musk.
Really?
Yeah, he used to drink a ton of Diet Coke, but he cut back. Now it's coffee and tab. Richard Branson, 20 cups of tea.
Whoa.
A day?
Uh-huh.
Wow. How much? I wonder how much that is. I started drinking tea instead of coffee because coffee was making me a little jittery, but I still needed some caffeine. I do 2 a day.
That's what I do.
How many cups of coffee is 20 cups of tea?
I don't know.
It's a lot.
Tea has a lot less caffeine, but 20 cups would still give you the same amount of caffeine as 2 venti coffees at Starbucks. Ooh, so 20 cups of tea, 2 venti coffees at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, 0. He doesn't like caffeine.
Wow. Ugh,
so Zuckerberg.
Doesn't like caffeine.
Letterman, it was out of control. Way too much, especially when he's doing the show. He said, if it weren't for the coffee, I'd have no identifiable personality whatsoever.
Wow, that's why he's in therapy right now.
Teddy Roosevelt, he was president once. They say a gallon a day he used to drink.
What? A gallon?
Yeah. Out of a milk jug. It was crazy. It got all over his mustache. It was nuts. That's Food Stuffs. Check out 198.com for more.
Food Stuffs!
Lance Hildebrand has been combing through dating profiles right here in St. Louis so that you don't have to. He's going to share some of his favorites with us now.
And then, along with us, you can think, would that be somebody I would swipe left on or swipe right on? Let's start with Andrew, who is 27 and an irrigation tech. Andrew says, love to cook, love watching movies and all sports. I work way too hard. Looking for someone to work out and cook bomb food for. I'm that guy. Give me some sugar. Andrew's 27.
Oh, God. Too many words.
Really? That's the shortest profile I had this week?
I mean, it started out good, but then he was like, what? I want someone to work out with. Nope. Cook bomb food for. What was the thing right before working out? I work way too much. He lost me and I work way too much. Really? You want to work, like, you want to just jump right in with a workaholic? Probably not.
Yeah, but nothing terrible. There's nothing in there that's right. Like an immediate right. Left. On a slow night, you might go right and meet him for coffee or a Zoom date.
I'm just being a little bit pickier for you. I care. I care about your love
that's
life.
That's Jen looking out for you guys.
Yep.
Well, Jen thinks Andrew might have divulged too much. Next up is Kevin, who wrote about twice as much as Andrew did. Kevin is 32 and a floor installer. Jesus, Kevin. Kevin says, 2020 has been awful, so let's make it better. I'm not on here just looking for hookups. I really want something real, if that's even possible. I'm extremely... I can't read my writing.
Jesus, Lance.
Oh, I'm extremely honest. I won't waste your time. I have no kids. Animal lover. I'm a music lover. Zodiac sign is Leo. One last thing. If you have ever cheated, swipe right. Well, as an adult anyway, once a cheater, always a cheater, says Kevin, who's 32.
Jesus, Kevin.
I thought right was good.
Left. Yeah, right is good.
Well,
he just got himself the wrong person.
Unless that is what he means. Huh?
Hmm? I don't think so.
Kevin,
he likes cheaters.
Yeah, I don't know. This is, it's a shrug. It's a nothing in here that I wish him the best, but nothing terrible, nothing great. Am I right?
Yeah.
He's chatting. Fine.
Okay.
Jesus, Kevin.
Let's see what you think of. Finally, Derek, no age disclosure. Derek is a chef. Derek says about
right.
Derek.
Right.
What?
A chef? Why not?
Yeah, a chef.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what you think.
Maybe about I was Derek, watching Emily in Paris too much. All right, go ahead.
About Derek? Good question. I've been single for almost 2 years. I'm happy with where I am in life. I've got a career I love. I'm a pretty lucky person considering I get to make money doing something I love to do. I'm a bit of a goofball, so getting a laugh at my expense is welcome. Heck, I laugh at me all the time. What else? I enjoy being outside on some rock, honestly. Those cartoon animal filters kind of creep me out. I'm really trying to get your attention. Let's see if he did. Derek is a chef, but we're not sure of his age.
Too much.
Too much?
Yeah. Too much, yeah.
Too much.
Really? I'm a goofball. I just can't imagine being of a certain age and being like, I'm a real goofball. No? No one else has a problem with that?
I like that he didn't like the animal filters.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
For Jen, it's only fruit filters. That's what she did. Jen will do a whole conference call as a banana, but if you have a kitten nose, forget about it.
Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk about Santa and Rudolph going up.
Here we go.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
You can own Rudolph and Santa from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as they are going up for auction along with a bunch of country artist gear. The Schmig is brought to you by Club Fitness. To celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location, join in October for 21-cent enrollment. So there's this benefit called Nashville, an auction to benefit ACM Lifting Lives COVID-19 Response Fund. And Christie's Auction House is auctioning off a bunch of country memorabilia, including the guitar that Taylor Swift just used on the Academy of Country Music Awards to play her song Betty. That's up to like $8,500 for that black guitar. You can also bid on Tim McGraw's motorcycle. An accordion played by Sheryl Crow. Still no bids on that one. A guitar used by Bradley Cooper. He has more bids than Sheryl Crow. He's up to like $3,000.
No, just one of them. Another look at you.
No Tim bid?
No. Tim did not bid.
I had fun throwing that thing out a window.
A leather jacket one worn by Billy Bob Thornton and Dolly's dulcimer. Dolly Parton's dulcimer that she used at the Grand Ole Opry. So you still have like 13 days left to bid on all of these. If you want Rudolph and Santa, I'm sure there are a lot more people who want those. From the 1964 Christmas special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, this guy is selling them. He said he was going to hold on to them until he died, but he wants to leave something for his grandkids, and that means a whole lot of money. Because they say they think that these two figures, which were used in the special and can still move, Rudolph's nose still lights up. Wow. They may go for $250,000.
I believe it.
I think that's low.
It's amazing they still work.
Yeah. Rudolph's 6 inches tall. Santa is 11 inches tall. They're made of wood, wire, cloth, and leather. Santa's beard, by the way, made of yak hair. That is bona fide. And I guess the guy had to do a couple little fixes so that Rudolph's nose still lights up. Yeah. If you had the money, if I had the money, I would buy those.
Would you leave them out year-round or only during the holidays?
Maybe year-round in a case, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kids in the house, you have to have them in a case. Otherwise, all of a sudden, they start playing with them.
Well, it needs work. I have to go.
If you are sad and bored during COVID, a new study found that watching nature documentaries might pull you out of it.
All right.
Really?
Want to try that this weekend? No?
Who said I was sad?
Not defensive.
I was just saying it was going to be, a small show study. And they announced this year's Tony Awards. Very interesting because there were only 18 plays and musicals before we had to shut it down.
18. Wow.
Yeah. More than double, or close to double the number last year. Moulin Rouge, for leading actor in a musical, Aaron Taitov of Moulin Rouge is competing against no one.
Oh, wow.
Jagged Little Pill, the Alanis Morissette musical, most nominations overall with 15.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Ooh, a rough year. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. I'm not trying to be critical of Jagged Little Pill.
But
which I'm sure is a triumph.
It needs work. I have to go.
That's so true. That's if you.
I was going to say, if you need a Tony for an EGOT sweep, this is your year.
Yeah,
totally. That's Entertainment Schmig. More from the 630 Schmig available in podcast form at y98.com and where.
Y98 it is, the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance and me, Kevin. It's time now for celebrity birthdays. We're going to look at the birthdays today, October 16th through the weekend. And it's a musical group. Today, we'll start off with musician, how old is John Mayer?
Waiting on the world to change. Old enough to know better. Waiting on the world to change. Just saying, I'm not saying he's immature, but...
43
is correct. Yeah.
Like I said, old enough to know better.
What did he do?
I don't know. I just don't...
Wrote hits?
Like, yeah, he did, but like his dating life, Jessica Simpson and... I don't know.
Yeah, he remember Mayer. Women. Let's shame him.
Rhymes with player.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Speaking of players...
What?
This guy provided this music for Bust a Move. He's the bassist also for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. How old is Mr. Flea?
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day.
His side gig for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right, right.
When he's not making music with a young MC.
Or when he's not in like the Back to the Future movies.
I got to tell you, I was more excited when I thought it was Young MC's birthday.
Huge Lakers fan, Klee.
Yeah.
Very excited right now. Those guys.
58
is correct.
What?
Wow.
Oh my God.
Two in a row. Can you do the triumphant today? Can you get three for
the triumphant.
Three?
That's not.
well.
Trifecta.
There we go. Oh my goodness. How old is, and there's nothing like a dame. How old is Dame Angela Lansbury?
Just a little change. Small to say the least. Both a little scared. Neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, Lansbury.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. 90s. I'm thinking 90s. Say 92.
Lance?
I think that's a decent guess. 91.
93? 95.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. Still going strong.
There.
Let's look at birthdays on Saturdays. We'll continue with the musical theme. How old is... We talked about him earlier this week, or was it last week when it was National Eminem Day because it's Eminem's birthday?
Hey.
We take him for granted, man. Every time you hear an Eminem song,
yeah,
go a little deeper. That guy does some insane things.
Started in like the late 90s, right?
Early 2000s, I think.
Yeah.
I know that Hi, My Name Is was on my freshman year in college a lot.
Okay.
So yeah, no, you might be right, late 90s. Well, do you want to go and try to hit it, or do you want us to go first?
No, I'm going to say he's 41.
He is definitely older than 40.
I just said, no, I'm not going to answer first and answer first.
47.
I was thinking 46.
48.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
And this guy's an SNL alum and a very funny guy. Not a great actor, though, but he was awesome on Weekend Update.
We don't need to editorialize, Kevin. Just
how old is Norm MacDonald?
Hey, check out the podium. Look at this.
Mr. Reynolds has apparently changed his name to Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Just spectacularly funny.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard the Sean O'Brien, Norm MacDonald story?
No.
Our pal Sean O'Brien comes in, so I'll try to do a short version. But basically, he was in town doing stand-up, the Funny Bone, and Sean was driving Norm MacDonald around to do press. And one of the places they went was Fox 2. And so they get there, and the producer comes out, and the audio guy to mic him up, and... Norm goes, yeah, go ahead and mic Sean up, too. We do this routine. We're kind of a duo, Sean and I. We've got a bit we're going to do. And Sean is like, no, it's fine, it's fine. And Norm goes, he always does this. This is another bit he's doing. Sean and I are a comedy team. Just mic him up and let us do our thing.
Wow.
How'd it go?
Norm gave up before he actually went on air.
Oh, God.
One of my favorites. I'm going to say 62.
Ooh. 58?
60. 61.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right there.
You've been very close all day. All right.
We're a team, Sean and I.
Oh, my God.
We're a comedy duo.
You got his cadence down pretty good.
Thank you.
And then on Sunday, how old is the muscles from Brussels, Mr. Jean-Claude Van Damme?
This could be the break we need.
Thanks. 63.
That's what I was gonna say.
64. If I was thinking.
65.
60.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
And speaking of muscles, this man has an awesome set of abs. How old is... I mean...
Has he aged well, Kevin?
Well, he has. He's aged well for a youngster. How old is Zac Efron?
So why don't we rewrite the stars? Maybe the world could be ours tonight.
It's like he's singing to me.
Yeah. Most shirtless celebrity. We had the survey last week, and he has his shirt off in the most TV and, yeah, that Netflix show. He takes his shirt off a lot.
You put in that kind of work to make it happen, I'm all for it.
There you go.
I have no problem with it at all.
Zac Efron.
33?
33 is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There you go.
Happy birthday if you're celebrating.
But especially you, Efron.
And Young MC. Here's Lance with traffic.
Here we go.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yay! It's the Friday free-for-all on Y98.
It is the Friday free-for-all, which means we'll play whatever you want as long as we can find it. 314-531-9898. Text us your request. Make sure to say your name. 314-531-9898. A lot of great stuff coming in already, so stick around next hour. I got a couple plugs to do this weekend. Tonight, Magic House Gala. It is online. It is virtual. MagicHouse.org. I'm hosting with Greg Warren. It's for a great cause. Going to be a whole lot of fun. And Saturday night, I'll be at the Funny Bone. It's the All-Star Show. They're taking temperatures. They're scrubbing the air. They're being safe. StLouisFunnyBone.com. Two shows Saturday night. I'll be there. And we're just going to keep the Tim Comedy going because we got some requests for the brand new Ludo song.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.